9 miles an hour is fast in a rubber raft on a river you've never boated, when there's not quite enough light to see what's in front of you. We were taking on water over the bow almost immediately, even though the map didn't show any rapids for the first 2 miles. It was hard for me to take my eyes off Jack, the way his muscles strained with every stroke, first his upper arms, then his upper thighs. He was silent, thinking it'd been a mistake to come. But I was laughing and bailing water and combing the banks for a flat spot and jumping back and forth over my seat to kiss him, and watching while his muscles flexed. My mother says I thrive on chaos, and I guess that's true, because as hard a year as I've had with Jack, I stayed with it. And I won't even admit by how much the bad days outnumbered the good. We fought like bears when we weren't on the river, because he was so used to fighting, and I was so used to getting my own way. I said I wanted selfless devotion, and he took a stand on everything from infidelity to salad dressing, and it was always opposite to mine. The one thing we had going for us, though, was the sex, and if we could stop screaming at each other long enough to make love, it would be a day, or sometimes two, before something would happen and we'd go at it again. I've always been afraid to stop and think too hard about what great sex in bad times might mean, but it must have something to do with timing. That moment making love when you're at once absolutely powerful and absolutely helpless. A balance we could never find when we were out of bed. It was the old Southern woman next door, the hunter's widow, who convinced me I should stay with him each time I'd get mad enough to leave. She said if I didn't have to fight for him, I'd never know if he was mine. She said the wild ones were the only ones worth having, and that I had to let him do whatever it took to keep him wild. She said I wouldn't love him if he ever gave in, and the harder I looked at my life, the more I saw a series of men, wild in their own way, who thought because I said I wanted security and commitment, I did. Sometimes it seems this simple. I tamed them and made them dull as fence posts and left each one for someone wilder than the last. Jack is the wildest so far, and the hardest, and even though I've been proposed to 16 times, 5 times by men I've never made love to, I want him all to myself and at home more than I've ever wanted anything.